Now, you guys really know how to worship. Yeah, you do. Now, my name is Tommy Brown. I am the outreach pastor here at Word of Life Church. And Pastor Joel, my pastor, has given me this wonderful opportunity tonight to conduct the service. And since I am an outreach guy, guess what I'm going to talk about tonight? Outreach. Boy, you guys are so smart. You're so very, very smart. I get to share with you this evening some of the things that you guys have done to impact your world. You know, you have for some time supported, actually for almost 3 years now, going on 3 years, we have targeted, focused on, reached out to, if you would, an area of Jackson called the Poindexter Park community. And we've had some grand opportunities. Actually, 3 years ago, we started out in the park, just handing out hamburgers and sharing a meal with the guys in the park. And we moved from that to accomplish some really neat things. And so about a year ago, actually 2 years ago, we started working with this school that I'll name in just a few minutes to see what kinds of things that we could do to help them to do what they do, and they do such an awesome job of that. And then last year, we actually became official partners, adoptors. That's what it is, adoptors. All these educated here of a school called Poindexter Elementary School. And during that time, we had the privilege of meeting some very special people. And those special people are here tonight. You know, when we were kids in school, we always enjoyed that show and tell day. You remember show and tell? You got a chance to bring something to school and you show all your fellow students and then tell them about it. And I get a chance to do that tonight. We've got Dr. Yolanda Lloyd, the principal of Poindexter Elementary, with us tonight, along with her staff, man, her teachers and staff. Would you guys, just for a moment, just stand up and let them see how many of you there are. Oh, wow. All right, you may be seated. So, in just a moment, I'm going to bring Dr. Lloyd up and let her share in her own words some of the things that your partnership with us at the Life Poindexter and our outreach to the Poindexter community, particularly to Poindexter Elementary School, the impact. She's going to share with you the impact that your partnership has had on our students. But before we bring her up, we are going to show you a short video. All right, would you join with me in giving Dr. Lloyd a warm word of life welcome as she comes up, please. Yes.
Oh, praises and honor to God, Jesus Christ, for all of what he's done for us at Poindexter. You know, mere words just cannot express how much we are so grateful for everything you guys have done for us. From book buddying, over 20 book buddies in our schools, from mentoring, from praying, having prayer warriors there with us, from the resources, the computers, I just cannot thank you enough. So on behalf of our parents, our students, our staff, from the bottom of my heart, I express sincere gratitude to you. I just couldn't figure out, you know, we did say thank you, but I still felt like we just haven't done enough to say thank you. You guys have just been tremendous. The impact that you've made on our school. We are an inner city school. However, last year our computers, they shut down one by one. So at the beginning of school last year, we had no computers, none, from the office to the classrooms. But from those contributions from Word of Life Church, we were able to house at least two computers in each of those classes with some smart boards. Also with the reading, the book buddies, I'm very proud of that. Because when we got our QDI scores at the end of the school year from MCT, we did increase by 9 points. We were 3 points. Yeah, praise the Lord of that. We were 3 points from a high-performing school. We are a successful school. About 2 years ago, I could not say that because we were a low-performing school. I've seen the many things, the wonderful things that have transpired in this school. So I do thank you so very much for all of what you're doing. Like I said, I still don't feel like I'm expressing enough just by saying thank you, but I sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you're doing for the boys and girls of Poindexter. We do need you, and we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. I do want to express some of the things, our goals for this year. We are still trying to make sure that we have technology throughout that building. We were fortunate to get some smart boards. Our intent is to continue to staff that school with technology until we are a state-of-the-art technology school. So we do want to get the rest of the smart boards, hopefully this year through our walk and contributions. And also other little reading things. We do have a library that we're trying to upgrade and make sure that we have state-of-the-art books for our boys and girls to read. They may be in low-poverty areas, but they are lovable children, and they are kids that can learn. They are excited about learning. We just have to help them and put them on even playing ground, and that means making sure that they have everything necessary to succeed in life. And I do thank you all so much. I want to tell you quickly, I know I only had about 5 minutes. I want to tell you quickly about some things that are coming up. We do have, one of the other things that I was asking Pastor Tommy about was a good news club. We talk about education, educating this child, and I understand I can't teach the word of God to them, but I can live it before them. But I would love it if my adopters can. So I am asking for you guys to come in and perhaps do an after-school good news club that we can share, you know, more things about the Bible with the kids because they need something that's going to help them go on in life, you know, change some things and break some chains and some yokes off of them that have been, you know, embedded because of conditions. We are also going to do another walkathon. This is going to be October 3rd, Saturday, starting at 8:30. We invite as many of you that can come to join us and walk. We're asking, I do ask for your contribution, but more than that, your prayers. Because if I know that I got a prayer team going on, you know, I believe in the power of God. I do. I believe in the power of prayer. So I know that if I have you praying, if you can't be there, your spirit is there. And I do appreciate you greatly. We do have Meet the Panthers tomorrow night, where and I invite you to come out. Meet the Panthers, where most of our boys and girls are going to put on a performance. They talk about choir and dance, praise dancing and cheerleading, and they're just going to show off what they can do and what we have available at school for them. Aside from academics, we try to help educate a whole child at Poindexter. And again, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
Well, amen. I tell you what, technology is just funny in my hands. Talking about this stuff. All right, so it's working. We are so grateful to you guys for what you do. When we went in and talked with the staff at Poindexter, we saw something that just really touched our hearts. We saw that they were not only concerned about the educational needs of the kids, but the holistic development of the kids. And there are some stories that I won't take time to share with you, but they reach out far beyond what they're paid to do and expected to do. to touch these children's lives. And it inspired me. It's inspired every book buddy who's gone over there to serve. And it will inspire you when you come over and see the children and the people who are taking good care of them. And so I want to thank you so much, all of you guys who have partnered with us to help us to be a supply to Poindexter Elementary. And I thank my pastor, Pastor Joel, I'm telling you, man, for having such a big heart for outreach. And we are able to do what we do because he has such a passion and a commitment to outreach, to seeing people's lives changed. Amen. And so I want to share with you, you know, for those of you who don't already know, a lot of you do, I'm sure, we have an outreach center called the Life Poindexter, located in the heart of Jackson. I mean, literally the heart of Jackson. If you look on a map, the city of Jackson, and you hold that thing right up, and you see where we're located, we're actually right where a heart would be if it were a person. It's neat to me. Anyway, so we are reaching out to the Poindexter Park community. Now, there are other people from all around who come out and, you know, and they need help, and we help people who really, really need help. But our focus is the Poindexter Park community. And over the last year especially, over the last 3 years, we have impacted a lot of lives. We've done a lot of things. We have not done nearly as much as we are planning to, that we desire to, but we've done a lot in such a short period of time. And I say we because there are so many of you who have been instrumental in helping us to do that. And I just want to give a shout out to you. All of the monthly partners, all of the dream teamers who come out and serve weekly, monthly, semi-annually. I want to give you guys a shout out. Look, you guys are so very awesome. We are going to be doing some things. I want to share a couple of victories with you before we talk about this other thing. I want you to hear something. And I'm gonna share it with you in just a minute. But first, I want you to know that we've done some amazing things. You know, where we've gone from just serving hot dogs and hamburgers to now having served over 2,000 hot meals over just this year to people in the community. We served over 1,000 bags of groceries, and That's close to right, but it's not exactly right. I think it's quite a few more than that. That's just what I've tracked. We've provided personal hygiene items to people who really need them. We've provided school uniforms to families who move into the community with nothing. And we work with the schools to make sure that if they've got somebody who come to the schools who need something, if we can provide it, we do that, and we've done that. Not only that, but we've had an average of 50 dream teamers come out on an average basis and serve with us during our third Saturday outreach, which is on the third Saturday of each month, an average of 50. We've had as many as 200, if you count the Spring Fest this past spring. And not only that, but we've had over the past 3 months, right around 30 people make a decision to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then over 400 people have been impacted in one way or another on a regular basis by the things that we're doing in the community. And on top of all of that, this is the thing that this, along with what I just mentioned about the people giving their heart to Jesus, because that's what we live for, absolutely. But this and the fact that the community is now opening up, actually pretty much opened up their hearts to us. Now, in my opinion, that is absolutely huge, because we know that we are, Pastor Joel talks about all the time, that we are a modern-day Book of Acts church. What we mean by that is that we are still the church acting. The church is still acting. It's still going into all the world and preaching the gospel, sharing the good news with people who need to hear, whether they know it or not. And so that is our number one, foremost goal. And so I want you to understand that when we start talking about all of these things that we're doing, all these natural things that we're doing, these doing these natural things has a direct correlation, a direct influence on our being able to do what we're called to do. That is to share the gospel. And so we're excited about this. You heard Dr. Lloyd say that we've got an opportunity now to go into the school and carry the gospel to kids every day from 2:30 to 5 o'clock. God is tugging on somebody's heart right now saying, you are the person to help Pastor Tommy accomplish this. Obey the voice of your spirit. So we have a lot of opportunities. We know that as the church in the book of Acts, we know that Jesus gave the church a mandate, gave them a commission. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go do what you've seen me do. Jesus said, I was called. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal brokenhearted hearts, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And that's exactly what he did. Some of the disciples came to Jesus and said, Jesus, John's disciples came and said, John told us to ask you, are you the one who sent? Or should we look for another? Jesus said, go back and tell John what you see. Blind eyes are open, lame walk, and the gospel is preached. And then when Jesus left there, he said to the church, now you go and do the same thing. Go preach the gospel. Go and preach the gospel. So we know we're called to preach the gospel. In the early church, the book of Acts church, that's what they did. They went everywhere preaching the gospel. But if you look and you research, you look at your scriptures, you find out that while the church had the mandate upon it to go and preach the gospel, not everybody was called to the fivefold ministry. There were some that were called to go into all the world. There were some who were called to send the ones who went. And then there were some who were called to pray. And so because that is our model as a church, that is our model, that is exactly what we endeavor to do. And as a church who knows how to hear life and share life, y'all supposed to be helping me with this, and give life, we are purposely going out into our world and doing just that. And so we are going to, Pastor Joel has got me, he hired me to do this, to provide opportunities for you to do that, to go into your world and spread the good news. And so what we've done is we've created opportunities for you to do that. There are some of you in this place who you know in your heart, nobody can tell you anything differently. You are called to go. Yep, you are. For the ones that are called to go, we have got opportunities for you. You will not ever have to say, I know the Lord called me to go, but I don't know where, how, when. I'm going to tell you tonight. We've got weekly opportunities at the Life Point Dexter. We've got monthly opportunities. And we've got semi-annual opportunities for those of you who are called to go, to go. During the week from 9 until 4:30, Monday through Thursday, you can come down to the Life Point Dexter and you can help us to do things like bag groceries, prepare meals for students who are on the lunch program, who on the weekend are not in school, so they can't get lunch, so they need something to eat. You can help us bag those meals up. You can help us sort the slightly used and new clothing that is donated to the center. You can help us sort and hang those things up. You can come out and serve in the school as a book buddy. as somebody helping us to do the Good News Club, the after school program. You can come out and help us to go out into the community and continue to do the practical things that open up the hearts of the people to receive the gospel. You can help us do that. You can go. Monthly, you can come out and, oh yeah, and there are a number of other things that you can find out about at the impact table, outreach table, or here down front later on. But monthly, every month, you can come out on the third Saturday and help us to go and adopt a block. What's adopt a block? What in the world is adopt a block? We go and adopt a section of the area that we are in, and we clean it up. We pick up paper. We mow yards. We paint. We do whatever it takes to get the attention of the people, to let them know that God cares enough for them to have a bunch of people come out and pick up some paper and paint some front porches. Opportunity. Go into your world. That's what we're called to do. So we got opportunities for you to go. And then if you don't have time to do that, man, there is an opportunity for you to come out twice a year, spring and fall. In fact, we got a fall festival coming up next month. On the 19th of October, we are going to do a community-wide event. We'll have 10 huge space jumps. We'll have a rock wall. We'll have a petting zoo. We'll have roasted corn and candy apples and all of this other wonderful stuff that you can come out and help us to do. In May, we had 200 volunteers. I'm sorry, Dream Teamers. Watch that. Shh, don't tell them. Dream Teamers who came out and helped us to do that. This is your opportunity. We're going to do this event as a church. The neat thing about it is while you're doing that, you meet somebody or you see a situation or you see a child or you see an adult, and the Lord tugs on your heart, and you go from a sit person to a go person. Anyway, so you do that. And so just like in the early church, there were people who went, there were people who were sent, and there were people who prayed. Now, if you don't fall into that category of people who go, who are called to go, and everybody's not, understand that, at least at certain times in your life, if you don't feel like you're called to that, you still can get involved in spreading the gospel. That's what they did in the early church. There were some who went, there were some who were sent, and so you have an opportunity to send. Well, how do I send? How do I get involved by sending? We've got in this church wonderful people who are monthly partners with us who give monthly whatever the Lord puts on their heart to make sure that we have food in the outreach center so that when somebody comes who need it, they can get it, so that we can purchase uniforms for students who come in, and so they don't have to make a choice of staying at home or going to school because they don't have a uniform. Things like we've got lawn equipment that we use to go out and cut the yards, and paint brushes and all that wonderful stuff that it takes to do these wonderful things that draw the hearts of the people to God. You have an opportunity to do that. And so you're either one of the people who were called to go, one of the people who were called to send, or one of the people who were called, or some of the people who were called to pray. Now, I want you to understand that every one of these opportunities, all of these are vital to the gospel being spread throughout our world. And so we don't lightly esteem prayer at all. We understand that we are here because somebody prayed. Pastor Joel's here because somebody prayed. His grandmama prayed for his daddy, and God heard her prayers, and I'm telling you, and this is the result of it. We pray. God, we look all around us and we know that we are a product of prayer. Poindexter is a product of prayer. And so for those of you who can't go or send, we have an opportunity for you. That opportunity is to pray. Now, if you go, you can pray. You better be praying. If you sin, you can pray. But there are some people who are given to praying. I mean, really praying. There's a lady in this church who, I mean, she has taken on as a prayer agenda, man. She is praying for Poindexter, and I know she is. I can sense it every day. Pastor Joel is praying for Poindexter, and I know the staff is praying for Poindexter. I know you guys are praying. Somebody's praying. I know it because I'm down there. And it took some prayer to get me down there. And I love it. I'm getting to the point where I can't stand not being down there. It's the grace of God through somebody praying. You understand what I'm saying? And there are many of you who are going to get to this place. Somebody's going to get to this place and take my place. Because I you know, and because when I get to be 95, I'm going to India. We just want you to know we've got opportunities. Listen, we are called to spread the good news. And spreading the good news doesn't always mean standing behind a pulpit. Sometimes it does. But listen, let me tell you, God, if he called you, he gave you a platform. You've got a platform in within your sphere of influence. Some of you are missionaries. Some of you are mission. And by the way, if you are, if you got a missionary calling on your life, come down to Poindexter. And the reason I say that is because what we do down in Poindexter is the same things we do when we go to India, when we go to Africa, when we go to Colombia. We're doing the same things. In fact, that's how this came about. We went to Kenya. The last time we went to Kenya, Pastor Joel and I, we sat down and we talked about it. And we said, you know, it just seems like there's a lot of what we do over there needed over here. And so if you got a car, listen, this is your, that's your training ground. Come down there, man. Be like a young man in this, he don't mind if I call his name, Ronald McNair. Ron said one day, he said, Tommy, I just feel like the Lord I just feel like I ought to come down and cut some hair. What do you got? One time there was a boy. Jesus got ready to feed the 5,000. He got ready to feed the 5,000. There was this little boy with a lunch, a bag with some bread and some fish. And just for him, God took what he had. Jesus took what he had and he broke it and he blessed it. And he fed 5,000 folk. What do you have in your lunchbox? What do you have in your heart? What do you have that you're willing to offer Jesus to break it and bless it and change a community? We've got opportunities for you to come and serve. And so, come on. Come on and serve. Mondays through Thursdays, 9 to 5:30, man, we got opportunities for you. Monthly, we got opportunities for you. We got opportunities for you to pray. If you feel like praying is your thing, we've got scriptures. We got scriptures written down. If you feel like that's all you call to do to help us do what we're doing, go out after the service is over with, go outside and go to the outreach center. And I've got a list of prayer focuses. I mean, scriptures and what you're praying for and who you're praying for. There are some people who need to be, they need you praying for them. Somebody's been praying, and I'm telling you, 30 people, one after the other, has come and sat down and say, you know what, Pastor Tommy, I'm tired. What you tired? I'm tired of my life. What you going to do about it? I don't know. What do I do? Jesus came to save you, son. Okay, all right. Are you ready to accept him? And he says, yes. And all of heaven rejoices. All of heaven rejoices. They do a little jig up in heaven because somebody said yes to Jesus. And I go home and Burnett have to calm me down. Girl, guess what happened today? Makes me just silly. Amen. So these are opportunities that you guys have got. And listen, I tell you what, one other little nugget I'm going to tell you. If you want to, now you can find out what's going on at the Poindexter weekly. I'll give you an update if you follow us on Twitter. And that's just a freebie right there. But I want to share some stuff with you. You've got a lot of opportunities here to serve. And we've got tables set up here. We got tables set up over here. This is dealing with the Fall Fest that is coming up soon. Now, listen, some of you are sitting there, and I can see by your faces, you're thinking, I don't understand why this man is sitting up here talking about all this stuff, and what's it got to do with Jesus and people being saved and all that? I'm telling you, it's got everything. I'm convinced right now. I'm convinced, man, that it's the time of the harvest. The harvest is now. Listen, God sent us to reap wherein we bestow no labor. Listen, somebody's been laboring. The harvest is coming in. People are getting saved by the droves. And if it takes handing somebody a hamburger, I'm willing to do that. We got people. We're going to need people to handle the music, people to handle games at the Fall Fest. Somebody to do pre and post cleanup, somebody to handle the space jumps, somebody to handle the tent set up, beverages, food. After the service, I'm challenging you to come down and sign up for one of these things. Why? Because you need it. You need to get out into the neighborhood. You need to see. I get to walk with Jesus every day. I get to see what Jesus saw when he walked on the earth. I get to sit down with drug dealers, man, and alcoholics. It's so exciting. I told you, Brother Ron came down. He said, all I got, he said, listen, I just want to cut some hair. I want to cut some hair. He got to cutting hair, and he got to talking to this young man, 26 years old, and his life is messed up, and he's talking about, now he's not lost. I mean, he's not in that place of no return. He's at that place where he's at the crossroads. He's making decisions. And Ron is there cutting his hair, just cutting his hair, doing a good job of it, by the way, and just cutting his hair and engaging in conversation with him. And after a while, Ron asked him, he says, listen, have you ever asked Jesus to come into your heart? And the man said, No, I never have. Ron said, would you like to? He said, you know, as a matter of fact, I would. And he prayed. And when I came out of the room, Ron said, hey, man, this man just accepted Jesus. He just received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And somebody had to hold me, hold my mule. I'm telling you. That's what we live for. That's what we're here for. Glory to God. We're his hands and feet in the earth. And it might take doing a little natural stuff to do it. All right. So here are some other things you can do. We've got third Saturday outreach. You want to serve monthly, third Saturday, come out. We'll put you to work. If you want to come out during the week, man, and all you can do is swing a hammer, use a brush, push a lawnmower like Frankie, who's laughing at me over there. Man, come on out and do it. All you're doing is giving yourself an opportunity to see people the way Jesus saw them, and that's face to face. You can't help the hurt if you can't see the hurt. And here's the deal. That person leaves blessed, but that person is not the only person that's blessed. You leave more blessed than he is. It's just the truth. All day long, it's the truth. Walk-a-thon. Dr. Lloyd just said, listen, we want some people to come out. We want the kids to see you. It's great to contribute. That's awesome. I want you to do it, but I want them to see you. October the 3rd, go out, walk for a couple of hours. Show somebody Jesus. It's such a small investment. And then we got an opportunity for people who like to teach basic computer courses. We got about 15 people signed up waiting for somebody to come and teach basic stuff, computers. You know what I'm talking about. GED classes. Some of you guys, you're already certified. You're ready to teach GED. Come to the Life Point next door. Come on. We're going to put you to work. And then finally, in the schools, and this is a biggie. I want you. I want you. I, We want you. Pastor Joel, see, he's got more clout than I do. Pastor Joel and I want you. I love Pastor Joel. I love his heart for people. I love his commitment to do what he's doing. And he's got big vision for not only Poindexter, but the city of Jackson. I'm just glad to be a part of it. And then in the schools, there are these kids, I've seen them, I've met them, they're hungry for God. And if we don't give them God now, they will be the people who are on the streets that we're trying to deprogram. They're young enough now that we can help them find their way at this point. The school is doing an amazing job. And this lady, I'm telling you, this lady is amazing. All her staff, all of them are amazing. They love these kids. I've heard her pray for those kids, though. And I understand personally why they are where they are. They don't just have an educated, very well prepared principal. They got a praying principal and praying teachers. That's why. And I believe that's why we are where we are. And we're going to help them as much as we can. Those kids are going to come out changing the world. Glory to God. I thought I was going to run out of time. I still got 5 minutes. That's how the Holy Spirit works. And I've said everything I need to say. Let me tell you something. I cannot tell you what a privilege it is to be an outreach pastor, to be involved in outreach. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you how much my heart is blessed when I go over to Poindexter and talk to Miss Sykes and all of these wonderful, wonderful people. I think we ought to give them all another hand. Dr. Lord and Miss Branson and my brother over here who keeps me laughing all the time. There is no greater privilege than to walk in Jesus' shoes. And that's not an unachievable feat. You can do it every day. Jesus, the Word of God says, how beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of them that preach the gospel, publish the good news. If you want to be a part of changing lives, think about it. You can go, you can send, or you can pray. Or you can go, and you can send, and you can pray. You can. God wants you to. This is your time, man. This is your time. Look, the harvest is plenteous, and we're going to make the laborers plenteous too. Jesus didn't say the laborers was few because that's the way he wanted it. Do you hear me? We are laborers. We are co-laborers with Jesus Christ. We get to walk where he walked. We get to speak his words, and we get to see the results in the lives of the people that he sent us to. Me, both me and you. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much. You are so amazing. Father, you are so amazing. You're so awesome. So wonderful. And you're so much smarter than we are. What a privilege it is to be a part of your family, to be entrusted with your ministry, to do the work. Oh, to do the work of the evangel, to do the work of Jesus, to walk where he walks, to walk with him. Father, we thank you for these people, for their hearts to serve, for their hearts to pray, for their hearts to give. And Father, we just thank you that we don't have to try to, do anything but what you told us to do. And that's just to go into our world. We know that when we go, we don't go alone. We've got the helper, and he is helping us mightily. We have all the resources. We have all the help. We have all the relationships. We have all that we need. We got the strength, and it's all because of you. We commit ourselves, Father. I'll speak for myself. I'll commit myself. We commit ourselves to doing the work of the ministry, to doing what Jesus told us to do, and that is going into our world and publishing the good news, preaching the gospel. We will preach the gospel, and if we have to, we'll use words. Father, we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.